Numbers chapter 6. Numbers chapter 6. This is God speaking to Moses, and he tells him, this is what I want you to give to Aaron, the priest, and to his sons, the priesthood. And this is what I want them to declare over God's people. This is it's a benediction. It can be used and should be viewed as a prayer. I've been praying this. My little girl's been praying this every night with us. And it's been life-changing. Just doing this with my family has been powerful every night. And this is the words that God told Moses, tell Aaron to speak this over the congregation. A benediction's a little different than a prayer in that it was an authoritative declaration. So it's not just, I'm praying this for you, it's a thus saith the Lord. This is God's word for you. And this is what God said. Tell them, God bless you. The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you or turn his face towards you and give you peace. May God bless you and keep you. That means may he put a hedge around you, protect you and preserve you. May God bless your family and put a hedge around your family. May God bless your children and put a hedge around them, that my kids will never know the depths of sin, but they'll walk with him every day of their life. God bless this house. God bless your churches, that God put a hedge round about them. May the Lord bless you and be gracious to you. May he fill you with his grace, an anointing to live for him and walk for him, to serve him and be faithful to him. May God be gracious to you. And if he'll do that, if he'll keep you, if he'll fill you with grace, the result is you're going to walk in the peace of God. And may God bless you with peace. Hallelujah. Go ahead and stand with me today. The Lord bless you. God bless you. God's heart and desire is to bless you. But if we're limiting that to finances or some other temporal thing, we're missing it. May God bless you and teach you to walk with a limp. May God bless you and have his favor go before you, his presence all around you. May God put a hedge around your family. May your generations be blessed. As Paris said last night, may the next generation be blessed and know Jesus Christ. May their children be blessed and know Jesus Christ. May God bless you, church. And we ought to bless his name in return. So if you're here this morning and you need to do that, you need to bless his name, or you need to cry out, Lord, God, I need you to bless me with eyes to see eternity, with a heart fixed on my inheritance, or see blessings in the proper way. Come and we've prayed this over you, declared this over you, and we're going to sing this over you this morning. God bless you. Come on this morning.
And keep you, make his face shine upon you, and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you.
Why don't you step out of your seat here this morning? Let's just flood this altar for a moment. I think all of us could use a blessing. I think every one of us could use a blessing. This is your opportunity. Just slip up your hands. Just start declaring it in the name of Jesus. Yes, yes. Favor.
favor be upon,
you
and a thousand generations and your family.
That's it right now.
Your children and their children.
That's it.
And their children.
That's it right there.
May his favor,
be upon you
and
to a thousand generations.
Your family,
your children,
their children,
come on one more time.
May his presence go before you, and behind you,
and beside you,
all around you, and within you, he is with you.
Yes, he is. Begin to thank him all over this place. Right now, let it be upon me to a thousand generations and your family, your children, their children, their children.
For you.
praise God. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. My Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I want them to sing that bridge just one more time, and I can't get over this. If your family members are here right now, gather around them. I don't care where they are. If you're with a youth group, whatever it may be, start gathering around them. And I want you right now in the name of Jesus to start declare blessing over your family, over your youth group, over your church, whatever it may be, right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, wrap your arms around them right now.
Behind you and beside you, all around.
you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise.